ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Cade Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
DeVito writes, speaking of stats, 12 ACC quarterbacks have a higher QBR than Cade Klubnik. Yeah. And Tex said, best in the ACC is Thomas. And DeVito says, best in the ACC is Thomas Castellanos. He's number 3 at 135 nationally. Cade is number 91. Yeah. Again, and that's where everything starts for every football team. That's the reality of it. You know, it's. When the quarterback is right and playing well, everybody else plays better. Everything else works. Everything else looks better. This offensive line is fundamentally the same offensive line they were a year ago, and it seemed like it was okay then, huh? And that's not the primary issue. It just isn't. It's an issue. They've not been good. As I've said, they've been, you know, pedestrian. They've been sort of like they are most years, to be honest. You know, and everything gets exaggerated when the quarterback just makes so many mistakes. And, again, holds the ball too long. That impacts pass rush rating. And like I said, you know, somebody had asked me about Austin asked me about PFF. PFF is just garbage, absolute garbage. I mean, you might as well just make crap up. Old Georgia Bulldog, how are you?
I'm fine, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Well, I called you last year, why no Georgia Bulldogs had called in after we got stomped by Mississippi. I told you they were all still drunk. Don't you think the water's just so muddy at this time of the year? You don't know who's doing what.
Yes.
I mean, Ohio State beat Texas, but if Arch Manning plays like that the rest of the year, they'll lose three games. They're like Clemson. They can't survive if their quarterback doesn't do the right things.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Like for example, when I was really forced into this situation of doing this poll. So late Saturday night, USC is playing. They're the last game. So I got to wait until USC plays to watch their game completely and decide what I want to do with them. So that's what I did. But when you actually look at it, and I'm trying to pull it up again. I'm trying to pull the poll up. Okay. When you actually look at where we are right now, here are the things I have, okay? I have an Ohio State team that it basically has one legitimate win. Their legitimate win is over a Texas team that hasn't looked good at all. And it was it was at home, and Ohio State won 14-7 over that Texas team. Then I got
didn't show anything.
Right. Then I got a Georgia team that basically has one win. That win is over Tennessee in a game that Kirby admits that they got outplayed and they probably should have lost. And Georgia won. The offense looked good, but the defense gave up 40 and didn't look like they could stop anybody. I got an Oregon team that hasn't played anybody at all, nobody with a pulse. I have an LSU team who has one meaningful win, or did, but that meaningful win has been devalued because the win over Clemson now doesn't really mean anything. And then I've got a Penn State team that I think is good, but they've played absolutely nobody thus far. I've got a Florida.
And haven't looked real good doing that.
Right. I think they're bored playing the nobodies they're playing, but yes. And then Florida State, they've played one game against a team that had no film on them, and they've played nobody else. They look really good in the one game. But, yeah, I mean, so right there, that's the top. And that's why, by the way, that's why I put Miami 1. I put Miami 1 because they've played three real teams. No matter what we think of them, they played Notre Dame, they played South Florida, and they played Florida. So they're the only team in the country that's actually played three real teams, and they beat them all. And their offensive line and their defensive lines look like the best combo in the country. So I put them 1 almost by default. And the rest of those teams that we just talked about, most of them really haven't proven anything yet.
No. And Miami's only up there because they got an ex-Georgia quarterback, let's face it.
Well, actually, Georgia Bulldog, he's sort of the concern I have. I mean, I thought he was terrible against Florida. I mean, just awful.
I said, oh, Lord, Chip Beck, he's back.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
At least I got some solace from the Tennessee game because – yeah, the two bright spots were, first of all, Tennessee's a hard place to play with 102,000 people.
That's true.
And plus, our quarterback, really, Gunnar Stockton looked better than I ever thought he would look, especially under that environment with that crowd.
Well, go ahead.
He actually looked like he had a little bit of Stetson Bennett in him at the time.
Yeah. You know, look, I thought he played really well last year in the Notre Dame game. Now, I thought Kirby put him in a bad situation at the end of the first half of that game, but I thought he played really well in that football game.
And, if you look at his stats from that game, they were really good.
Yeah, I think he threw for like 300 yards. He's a hyper-competitive guy. Now, you hope he stays healthy. I'm a little worried about his consistency as a thrower. I think that might bite you at some point. But one of the advantages that Georgia has is, last year the schedule was really difficult. All the toughest opponents seemingly were on the road. This year, all the toughest opponents moving forward are at home.
We're at home.
Right.
That's right.
So I think that benefits Georgia. And, you know, and so ultimately, I don't know if I would have Georgia 3 right now, like my teammates in the poll, but I think Georgia is going to be in this mix without question.
Yeah, you know, Kirby, this is one of the youngest teams he's ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's so young, especially on defense. I mean, he's playing freshman linemen.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, but at least, you know, I think we got a fighting chance if these kids progress. But I'm gonna throw something out there to you.
Yep.
And I'll take it off the air, and I appreciate you taking my call.
You need to call me more often. Don't wait half a season to call me.
I will. Okay. I promise.
All right.
But let me ask you this. Don't you think that these coaches are between a rock and a hard place and they're having a heck of a time? I mean, when I was in college, you wanted to play well because if you got that tiger paw on the side of your head or that G, you wanted to play your best. But don't you think it's hard to motivate millionaires now?
Yeah. I think it's a brave new world that a lot of coaches just can't navigate, and it's not their fault. It's the fault of changing of the world.
Well, Saban wasn't going to put up with it. He saw the handwriting on the wall. He said, "I'm not dealing with this."
Yeah.
You know, and you sign these guys, and they come 1 year and they don't play enough. Yeah. Well, they're going to get to play, and they're going to be an All-American maybe in 3 years, but they don't want to wait, so they just jump ship and go. But I just think Clemson's got to. I think it's just hard to motivate millionaires, man.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think we're seeing that. I think we've had an even bigger fallout in college basketball, where you know you've had younger coaches like Bennett at Virginia have just said, "Okay, that's enough. I just can't do this anymore."
Can you imagine though? I mean, if you're a coach and you're counting on these guys, and you got 37 of them jumping in the portal, and all of a sudden they're gone.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's going to cause tremendous burnout. I think Kirby will face the same thing in 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah.
I just think it's just impossible to deal with. And if the NCAA or the Senate or somebody don't get a hold on this, I think college football is just done. I mean, it's just going to be the one that's got the most money wins the games. That's all it is.
Yep. Thank you. Great job, old Georgia Bulldog. Really good. Well done. Yep. I think there's a lot of truth in that. Now, I do think that, you know, the oddity in this whole thing is that the ratings keep going up. And I think the reason for that is because the game has become more competitive in being expanded. And I think that NIL and the transfer portal has actually evened out the talent, surprisingly enough. And so I think the product that we view, if we can ignore all the ugliness, ignore all the issues that coaches have to deal with now, I think the product that we actually view is good, but you know, can it be sustained? Is it sustainable? I'm not sure that it is. I'm not. But I think he raises some really good points. All right, you know, let's take a look at this poll. All right, so in case you missed this, I'm participating in a poll. It is called the Top 25 Map Poll, meaning the most accurate poll. And it's people that you've probably seen on social media, college football accounts that have been judged to be of quality. And initially, they offered 15 of us an opportunity to participate in this poll. So there are 15 voters in this poll as of now. And, you know, eventually I think that it will be expanded, but there are 15 now, and like I said, most of these people you've probably seen on social media. If you're a college football fan, you probably follow most of them. So, you know, and Jason of Pipeline asked me in and said he really respects what we do here, he's been on the show actually before, and we've talked lots of college football, and so I appreciated the offer, and I said yeah, I'll do it, and then Ramona Saturday night, I find myself having to watch all of the USC Michigan State game till two in the morning or three in the morning, whenever that thing ended, 2:30, 3 in the morning. Now, look, I watch most of this stuff anyway, so it's not that big a deal. But, I wanted to – my poll was due by Sunday at 2. I wanted to get it in. And instead, I couldn't get it in until I watched all the USC game, because there was a chance that Michigan State started coming back a little bit. And if Michigan State had beaten USC, then I would have obviously had to change what I did with USC. So, you know, so I take it seriously, as do the other 14 people involved in this. So this poll really should be the best poll. And that doesn't mean I'm agreeing with all my partners. It doesn't mean that. There are certainly some disagreements. Like, we already had some people who didn't think Miami should be number one. But I do, and the reason I think I'll tell you what. I'll redo the results first, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of it. We have a lot of football to get to today. But here's the first offering of the top 25 map poll. Louisville is at 25. Auburn is at 24. I don't agree with Auburn being dropped that low. BYU is at 23. I have a feeling I put BYU exactly at 23. TCU is at 22. I can't recall, but I can't recall whether I put TCU in the back end of mine or not. And I don't know. I'll have to check and see what I did there. They have Michigan. We have Michigan at 21. I had Michigan, I think, higher than this. Their only loss was in Norman, Oklahoma. And I think that matters. They have Alabama at 20. That's about where I had Alabama. I think I might have had them 22 or 23, somewhere right in that range. They have Southern Cal at 19. We have Southern Cal at 19. I had Southern Cal in that neighborhood. I want to say maybe 21. I think I had SC. I thought there was good and bad in watching SC versus Michigan. I thought their offense looked really good. I thought their defense still looked somewhat suspect. 18, they have Missouri. We have, I'm not evaluating they anymore. We have Missouri at 18. That's about where I had Missouri. I think Missouri's looked good. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for Eli Drinkwitz. They have Tennessee at 17. I don't know if I ranked Tennessee. I don't remember. They started out at like 15, and now they have a loss. So, I'm not sure whether I even ranked them. We have Georgia Tech at 16. I believe I had them 19, but, it's in that neighborhood. We have Texas at 15. 15. Now, look. I don't love this Texas team right now because they haven't figured out the quarterback position. And I don't know if Arch Manning is hurt or not. But I had them higher than 15, not a lot higher. I might have had them 10. I think 15 is a little low based on their talent. I think there's still an awful lot of talent in that program, and they were a playoff team, finalist a year ago. They got to that point. I mean, they were in the mix at the end, is what I'm saying. And they have we have Vanderbilt 14. I can't remember. I had Vanderbilt. I want to say I had Vanderbilt 17. I think that's right. So we're in the neighborhood. We have Iowa State 13. I do not. I can tell you that one for certain, like right off. I have Iowa State, I think, at 23, maybe even behind Alabama. I have them in that range. I don't believe in the Cyclones. I just don't. I think their resume thus far is completely fraudulent. You know, they have a win over Kansas State that people wanted to promote as big. I thought that win would be meaningless because Kansas State sucks and they're dumb. And I think that's been proven. So I have Iowa State way lower, like 10 spots lower. I think eventually that'll be proven right. I just don't think Iowa State's very good. We'll take a quick break here. We'll continue this on the other side. You want to get in, 654-7627.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We'll be right back.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I said or maybe things that I felt about you.
Wow, Ramona, Brooke is like on a warpath. I just realized this. I've got to get some texts in. I know yesterday was a hard day on the text line. Look, here's how it works, okay? I am a one-person operation here, all right? Ramona doesn't answer sports questions on the text line. So Ramona chimes in about things that she knows about, but, you know, I'm a one-person. She runs all the production and everything, but I'm a one-person operation in terms of the rest of it, all right? So on a Monday, after Clemson loses to Syracuse, the phone lines have been jammed for 2 weeks, but the lines are completely jammed. And obviously, you know, I've got to honor that first because these people are actively sitting there on hold. Whereas, you know, when you text, you're free to do that in a second. And so you're not on hold. You're not waiting. So that's how I have to operate it. And so yesterday I didn't get to as many texts as I would like to. I try and do the best job I can with that. So I hope you're understanding. And if I didn't answer you, it's because at the time I didn't see your text. All right. So that's how it is. So here's Brooke. Ramona since 3:11, Ramona, Cade is doing more than just struggling. He flat out sucks right now. When I hear that he's still backing Cade, even the way he's playing, reminds me of how he backed DJ when he played horrible. It just sends red flags up everywhere. So that was Brooke at 3:11. That was her first text, Ramona. Then it was, I'm not even sure we're better than North Carolina right now. That's the next text. Brooke at 3:17. I don't think we're done losing. Hard to say, but I don't think we are. Next text. I don't see Clemson as a team kicking A and taking names. Other teams that we have played have that attitude of kicking A and taking names. I want Clemson to have that fire back in. Something's got to give to get that fire back, whether it's sitting starters or the team having to come to Jesus meeting. I'm for it. 3:28, Ramona. I'm tired of wanting to punch my TV or throw something at my TV or throw my phone when I'm watching the games. 3:32, the one guy. Oh, this is about Robert. Yeah. Brooke is hating all people. Brooke is going off on Robert at 3:32. And then
if you're on her route, be careful.
Yeah, be careful today. And then at 3:59, so why is Cade still playing? And I think the answer to that is I think one obvious answer to that is sort of unavoidable at this point. I mean, I just don't know how much they believe in Vezina. I mean, I think if they believed in Vezina, he clearly would have played by now because Cade has not played well. I mean, it's not played well in one game. So you clearly would have seen Vezina if they believed in him, I think. Now, the only possible exception to that is the games are all close, and therefore you might have felt like you couldn't afford to risk a series. So, you know, that. Oh, no, Brooke, it was Brooke's call. It was not about Robert. It was about Noel's fan.
Yeah.
Oh, mea culpa, Robert. You are not Brooke's target today. So how about that? How about that? Tisner said, yeah, whatever. Walt never reads my long A tinfoil hat texts anymore. Now, that's funny. That's Texture 720. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Jay said, NCAA popularity has soared because the NFL product has gotten worse. Same texture. All the goofy stuff they do, plus there's no NFL games on freaking normal TV now. Yeah, but you know what? The NFL this year has been really good so far. Really good. So I think there's that. Jason said, Austin says, the dilemma is Cade sucks and Vezina is worse. Portal quarterback. Yeah. Look, I mean, this is just guessing, all right? But I don't know how confident you are in Vezina if the quarterback has played as badly as he has thus far and we haven't seen him. We haven't seen the backup, even for a series. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense given what we've heard about Vezina. It doesn't. So I don't. Oh, no. No, I did not see this. Is this right? This would be devastating. This could change the whole college football season if this is right. Let me just check something. Texter 490, and I'm sure he's right, has sent me some info that I have not seen as yet. So let me just check that quickly and see what is being said. You people never steer me wrong when you get the breaking news stuff. Well, the injury is different than the texter describes, but yeah, this is breaking in the last minute, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer to undergo hand surgery. Wow. Let's find out what hand it is. Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer will miss time due to a hand injury that will require surgery. Mateer suffered the injury in the first quarter of Saturday's win over Auburn. Oklahoma said in a statement, he finished the game going 24 for 36 for 271 and a touchdown, also running for another TD in the fourth quarter. After consulting with medical experts, it became clear that surgery is the best option for John and his short and long-term future, Venable said in a release. He's extremely disappointed he'll miss some game action, but is eager to correct the issue and move forward. As he is with everything, we know he'll be aggressive with his rehab and work to return to the field as quickly as possible. Why doesn't it say whether it's his right hand or his left hand? I mean, you can't write that article and not have that information. You know what I mean? I mean,
that is pretty odd.
Right, if you're getting that information, that's the most important part in the information. What hand is it, his throwing hand or not? Right hand injury in another article. Congratulations, CBS. In the first sentence, they made me look for what I couldn't find on ESPN. John Mateer has injured his throwing hand and is having surgery on his throwing hand. Let's see if they have any time frame. I don't see any time frame. This is devastating news for Oklahoma. Absolutely devastating. Why? Not only is John Mateer potentially the Heisman leader, but the reality is if you watch Oklahoma play, if you watch the Oklahoma-Auburn game, and Herbstreit addressed this as well, correctly addressed this issue, Oklahoma doesn't really have offense without John Mateer. They are very much a one-man gang. They had no offense a year ago. They basically have no offense now. Their whole offense is John Mateer. So you take John Mateer out of that picture, all they have left now is defense. And I had Oklahoma 8 before the year, and it felt right, and the rest of the world has sort of come in line with that now, but you can forget it. Now, if Mateer's going to be out any length of time, you can forget it. They're great defensively, but they're not good enough defensively to balance out what really amounts to an inept offense, an unarmed offense without Mateer. So that is... That, thank you, Texter, for alerting me to that. You're 100% right. I had not seen it as yet. I love when you people... Look, I can't follow everything that's happening in the world on a live show. Some stuff pops up, others don't. Many times you people see stuff, things before me, and I always appreciate when you alert me to them via the text, via Twitter, and this was that instance. You know, we've had some major stories. We've had the Bruce Pearl retirement announcement. We haven't got to that. We've had the Mike Gundy dismissal in the last 24 hours or so. This is actually the biggest story in my mind. This affects the real world of college football. And to be quite honest, I mean, it could affect the national championship. I think Oklahoma with Mateer was good enough to be in that hunt. Without him, they are clearly not. Now, again, you know, Brent Venables talked about attacking the rehab and getting back. Ramona, pull up Oklahoma's schedule with their buys as well, and let's find out what we're talking about. But even if he attacks the rehab, again, we don't know specifically what the nature of this injury is. There are no specifics in it. But this is a devastating blow to Oklahoma, absolutely devastating. Because, again, it doesn't take a genius to watch Oklahoma play and know that this dude is their whole offense. That's why he takes some chances. They have nothing else. He's the whole thing. He's always going to take some chances. That's who he is. That's how he plays. That's why he's the best college quarterback in America. And now he's out. Jake, how are you, Jake? Good to have you.
I'm absolutely fantastic, Walt. Thanks for letting me on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you. I'll be super fast.
You're good.
I'm not a Clemson fan, but I love listening to all this, everybody hectic, and it's cute and funny to me. But I thought about maybe possibly everybody could win. What if they keep Dabo and take that $60 million buyout and just put that in the portal?
Well, I mean, Dabo's not going anywhere. All right, so I mean, there's never been any question about Clemson moving on from Dabo. I've seen these headlines. I saw a podcast last night on Twitter. That was the headline of the podcast, Clemson firing Dabo Swinney. There is absolutely zero chance that's happening. None.
What if there's no more wins?
It doesn't matter. I mean, he's won 10 games every single year for 14 years but one. So if he has one bad season after 14 years of 10 wins 13 times and 9 wins the other time, you're going to fire the guy? No. I wouldn't.
Right. I'd let him keep on miserably failing and laugh it off.
Well, that's good, Jake. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Jake. Again, you let him keep on miserably failing and laugh it off. Again, you're not a Clemson fan, but I don't know where the keep on miserably failing thing comes from. See, this, look, here's the disconnect, all right? And the difference between people who can debate and talk about things reasonably and people who say ridiculous things. Again, when a man has changed the whole nature of your program, won 2 national championships, won 10 games or more 13 straight years and 9 the other year, and he gets off to a 1-3 start and there are idiots calling for his dismissal, then, you know, those people are not legitimate Clemson fans. They're not even legitimate thinkers. They're just crazy. I mean, you know, again, I cannot like things, all right? I can wish Dabo did this or wish Dabo. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I can, you know, and I think we see some things that we would like to be different. Those things can 100% be true. 2 things can be true at once. That doesn't mean you're talking about firing. You're asking for some subtle change to make things better in the immediate and the future. But firing is not part of that equation. You know, Clemson basically has done nothing in football between Danny Ford and Dabo Swinney. You know, we talk about Clemson as a blue blood, but Clemson's basically done nothing between Danny Ford and Dabo Swinney. And Dabo Swinney's the greatest winner in the history of the program. And he surpassed everything that even the great Danny Ford did. This is what he's done. The man has a 14-year stretch that is basically unparalleled in the world of college football history. And so you're going to fire him because he gets off to a 1-3 start? No. No. Is there a little slippage the last few years that you'd like to see? Yeah, look. I talked to Tommy West many times. I was here during the Tommy West period. Clemson was lucky to win like 3 games. You can evaluate, you can be critical of certain areas, but what you can't do is leap to this, let's fire Dabo thing. Or no, I'll just keep letting Dabo fail, like this last caller, Jake. You know, no, I'll laugh my A off. I'll just keep letting Dabo fail. Really? Well, when did that happen, Jake? What year was it, Jake, that happened? The answer is never. It's never happened. It hasn't happened one single time. So he's off to a disappointing start. And quite honestly, a lot of it's on the players. But again, do I think some things need to change? Do I think that it requires a little bit of a look in the mirror and a little more self-evaluation? Yes. Do I think that look, a week ago was a good look? No, I don't. And I've said as much. And I have offered constructive criticism, I think, but the issue of firing is a complete non-starter. I won't entertain that. I think that's a bridge too far. I think you can be displeased with some things. I think Dabo Swinney's displeased with some things. I think you can be displeased with things. I think you can voice that displeasure. I think you can say, man, I don't like this. I don't like that you said this. I'd rather you did this. I think those things are all legitimate sports talk conversation. When you move to fire Dabo Swinney. Now I think you're like an idiot, you know, and there's nothing to talk about. I think that's just fundamentally ridiculous. I realize that guy is rooting for Clemson's demise, but if the notion is, well, keeping Dabo Swinney will keep Clemson trending downward, I think that's dumb. I think that's laughably absurd. And again, to Dabo's point a week ago, he has 14 years worth of evidence to prove how laughably absurd that is. I don't buy any of that. We lost a couple people. You can get in. Carolina Kane and Line 3. I'll get to you in a second. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. He voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 25. By the way, how many bests are there? There's only one. There's only one best plumber. That's Roto-Rooter, 2024 and 2025. Everyone else is second or third or worse. Roto-Rooter, best plumber of the upstate, second year in a row. They're the only plumber you've ever heard of. They're your most trusted local plumber. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. Same family has owned the franchise over 40 years. Clemson alumni, treating people right. They've helped Ramona. They've helped me. They've helped almost all of you. They're open 24/7, 365. That's right. You'll speak to a live human being. When you have an emergency situation, you don't want any voicemail telling you that they'll get back to you Tuesday. Nay, nay. You get a live human being who will direct help on the way to you. Commercial and residential plumbing, full service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, septic, faucets, sinks, disposal. Look, if it has anything to do with plumbing, Roto-Rooter does it. And if it has anything to do with anything else, they don't. They just do plumbing, and they do it better than anybody else. Here's what you need to do. I'm only here 3 to 7. So if your plumbing emergency happens at 11 tonight, you're not going to be able to call me. But if you write this number down and you put it on the refrigerator, like old style, slap it right there, put it in your phone, you'll have it. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. Because there will come a time, I promise you, where you will be saying to yourself, what did Walt say that number was? Do not do that to yourself. Take it down right now and have it. It's rotorooter.com. Carolina Kane, you're up first when we get back.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale, along with all new merchandise. Every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true.
From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talkin' to Stayin' Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
It's bow time. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you could say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today. It's bow time.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walked up to the road rage. So a player who many believed, of course, not us. I mean, we've had people at the station believe this, and nationally, you know, the Kuipers and McShays of the world all had Cade Klubnik the number one pick in the draft, which he was never going to be, as we told you all along. He does not have those traits. But a guy who was projected as that and was a leading candidate for the Heisman, I thought, you know, could have a Kenny Pickett type of year. With the way it was set up, is 91st in quarterback rating nationally. 91st. That's where it starts and ends. To the phones, it's Carolina Kane and Georgia fan Justin. I want to get back to this poll as well and some of the elements of this poll. Carolina Kane, good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good. Thank you for getting in.
You have the best bumper music in the business.
Well, thank you.
Give you that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the way Miami has approached the portal and stuff. I think they're, in my opinion, doing it the way you should do it. They recruit the five-star linemen, O-linemen, D-linemen, and then plug-and-play quarterback receivers. That's easier. But I think it all starts on the line. And Miami has – both lines are awesome this year. They really are.
Yeah, I voted you number one in the pipeline poll. And I don't know that you end up number one, but I voted you number one because it's a snapshot of the moment, and you're the only team in the country that has actually played and beaten three real teams. You know, it doesn't matter what anyone thinks of Florida, whatever. They're a real team. So you played and beat Notre Dame. You played and beat South Florida, who was ranked, and you played and beat Florida. You're the only team that's played three real teams and beaten them. So
Florida's defense is real.
Right.
They have a really good defense.
Right, but their offense is atrocious. It's laughable. But regardless, you're the only team that's played three real teams. A lot of teams have only played one. Some have played none. So, you know, that alone is why you get to be number one for right now. Now, you're not going to stay number one if Carson Beck plays like he did against Florida, because he was atrocious.
Well, he was, but I was at that game, and it was Noah's Ark. It really was.
It rains for everybody, and he's just got to be better.
It rains every game. I was not playing in a dry game.
Right. And quite honestly, even though his stats looked really good prior to that, I think you know that he throws a number of balls just up for grabs, and he's got to stop that if Miami is going to reach the level that you hope they do. Now, I think the reasons I voted you one at this point are, A, you're the only team that played three real teams, and B, you have the best offensive line, defensive line combination in America as of right now. So I thought it's, whether it's a default process or not, you're the only team that we really know anything about right now. We don't really know anything about Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State, LSU, Florida State. We don't really know much about any of those teams as yet.
Miami's best running back hasn't played yet. Lyle.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know who that is.
Yeah.
He's coming for Florida State, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted your idea on that. I like your opinion. I'm not a Clemson fan, so to speak. I'm Miami, but I do respect Clemson and what they've done. And you, I think you're one of the best. So.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Thank you, Carolina Kane. Good
luck. All right, man. I enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah, look, I think that I think Miami, and I said this before the South Florida game. Look, I've been very high on Mario Cristobal because it was obvious to me what he was doing. I had lots of people critically pan Mario Cristobal, say ridiculous things, point to one stupid decision against Georgia Tech, and act like every coach in the country hasn't made those kind of decisions. Things like ridiculous like that. But the reality was, if you actually understand the game, Mario Cristobal was rebuilding Miami at the line of scrimmage. That was always my answer to that. That's right. He's made a couple dumb decisions, but he's building Miami at the line of scrimmage, and that's where they fell from grace. That's where they disappeared. You know, years and years ago, Miami used to fund the National Football League with nothing but offensive and defensive linemen in the first round category. They went 8 years without having a defensive lineman drafted in round one. 8 years before Calais Campbell. 8 years. You know, and that's the reality of what became of Miami. And I knew all along, I hated all those Miami hires. I hated all of them, all three of them. I especially hated Golden and Mark Rick. Awful. I hated all three of those hires. But when they hired Cristobal, I said, yeah, that's the dude. That's the guy who will build Miami back from the inside out. And that's the way this game is going again, by the way. We are going back to the future. We are going back to that. We've seen it collegially and professionally. With the advent of two high safety looks, which has forced teams to slow their way down the field, the running game has come back into football and physicality has come back into football. Well, that's what Cristobal specializes in. And now they're at the top of our poll. So. And they're a legitimate national title contender. Back to the phones. It is Georgia fan Justin. And then Bengal John and a different Jack. Hopefully a smarter Jack. Georgia fan Justin. Justin, how are you, Justin?
I am doing well. Thank you. So I don't really know what to think about this game coming up Saturday. I know you probably don't either. You were just saying we don't really know anything about Georgia. You know, I think that's right. I can say that the team has fight and some resiliency, which I would expect out of a Kirby team.
And just to be clear, we don't really know much about Alabama either. All right, we know that Florida State kicked their A, but it was game one of the season. And then their only other thing that they have, their only other claim to fame is that they whipped up on a completely offenseless Wisconsin team. Well, guess what? Maryland went to Wisconsin this week, past weekend, and did the exact same thing in Badgerland. So the Alabama win over Wisconsin now means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Well, here's what I know. I know Georgia needs to beat Alabama. They have to. They got to get over this thing. I thought last year they were going to do it easily without Saban on the sideline.
Yep.
Didn't happen. They have to do this. Kirby's, I know the record. He's like 1-6 against Bama.
Yeah.
The thing is, none of those games have been played in Athens, and I'm excited that this is the first time in 10 years to get to play Alabama at home. And I know this environment is going to be crazy. I don't know how Ty Simpson, I don't know if he's ready to handle that. I hope he's not. I know he played in Tallahassee. But I just think this is going to be different. I don't know. I need you to tell me why the Bulldogs are going to win.
Well, look.
And tell me if I need to go get a little disposable can of oxygen now.
Yeah, I would do that. Because, I'm not saying you won't win, but I think it will go right to the end. I mean, here's the thing. The concern from a Georgia perspective, all right? Simpson has really been good. I thought Alabama would suck this year before the year, and fundamentally, I think they do suck. But the saving grace is actually Simpson, and we hadn't seen him since high school, so I didn't know what to make of him. But he actually has been terrific. He was actually really good against Florida State. He was the only part of their whole attack that was good. And the two games since then, I know they've played nobody, but you know Wisconsin does have defense. They especially have run defense, which is maybe the best in the nation. But Simpson was basically flawless in those two games. So what you're dealing with is a quarterback that can extend plays. He's been very, very accurate. And he has obviously super elite receiving talent. And Georgia defensively against Tennessee didn't handle any of those ingredients. The things that I just mentioned, Georgia really struggled with. You don't have much of a pass rush, and the back end can't cover. So, you know, that's a concern. I mean, this should shape up as more of an offensive football game. I don't know if we're going to be quite like Georgia, Tennessee, but I think there were going to be some points scored in this game without question. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this is 30-27 or 34-31, something like that. So
I hope not. I want to see Georgia establish the run.
Yeah, beat their brains in physically.
The run. They've got to be the tougher team.
Yeah.
I want to see Georgia return to that on the lines of scrimmage. I really don't think our secondary is as bad as it was against Tennessee. I really don't. But they're going to have a great chance to prove that this Saturday.
Yeah, look, I think you're all over it, Justin. I think the physical game is how Georgia beats Alabama. That's how you have to win the game.
Yep, they got to get this off their back. If they do, I think they could. They're not going to win out. Nobody's going to win out anymore. But this will be huge going into Auburn, which that's the one I'm circling as a potential loss if there's going to be one. So,
I'm with you. It's a good job, Justin.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep, thank you, Justin, as always. Good job. Quick break. I'll get your calls on this side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right.
you need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe.